this is Wild Cards. You've got Kev Walsh with his bullshit attitude, Ian Salmon, you've got John Gibbons, you've got Lizzie Doyle. What you don't see before we start recording is the amount of abuse and shit I have to put up with from this man every single time. I just try and load the categories. I just try and give people what they want. I try to obey the democratic process, but no.
She's not a professional. It takes her too fucking long.
I've been telling everyone since day one that Kev Walsh is an arsehole. And everyone was like, oh, Kev's so lovely. Oh, Kev's great hugs. He's an arsehole.
When will you the don't people know? Can't wait for us all to divest from Kev Walsh.
Backlash starts here and I'm fucking made up.
The Kev Walsh cancel culture.
About time.
Only messing. It's lovely to see you all. Tell you what, it's been a hot minute since we did a Wild Cards. It feels like ages. Maybe that's why I'm so out of practice. I feel like I've not done one in a little bit. I'm rusty. I don't remember how it goes, but people have been voting, so that's exciting, and we're going to work through some categories. John, was it you that was responsible for them again?
No, Sean Walsh and Lizzie combination this week.
Okay, that'll...
I told you it was good.
Dramatic drop-off in quality. Messing! I'm messing! They're really good. Right. Well, should we dive straight in? Let's do LFC current, and this was a close one, actually. So your options were Divock Origi, Rhian Brewster, or the trophy lift, which had 41%. So it comes in a very close second to Rhian Brewster, who won with just about 45% there, which with the Swansea stuff, it makes sense. It's a fresher thing to talk about. We know we've got a wild build up to the trophy lift, so we can be talking about that for a bit longer. But John, I'm going to go to you first. Give me some great Rhian Brewster, Swansea, Liverpool chat, please.
Just made up how well he's doing. On loan, obviously, you know, before the break, he was doing okay. The Swansea fans really like him as well, which is good. They talk, you know, even when he wasn't scoring as many, you know, they were talking about his work rate. And I think, you know, his very first game was Cardiff away, and I think he was giving a bit to their fans, and that's like a great start in it, you know what I mean? Like a needle in your first game. So, but, you know, the goal scoring was sort of not quite there. I think you've always got to bear in mind, you know, how different teams play and how many chances they are creating. I think Swansea was struggling for goals anyway. So, you know, if you're a striker, especially a young one thrown into that team, you know, you're not suddenly going to be scoring like Mo Salah. But since the break, he's been flying, isn't he? And that goal he scored the other day is the goal of a confident player, isn't it? The way he hits it first time, and it's very little backlift boom in the back of the net. And yeah, it feels like every time I put Sky Sports News on, I'm watching Rhian Brewster celebrate something, and that's great. And I made up for him. I think he should probably do another loan just because you can see how this has helped him playing every week and playing a lot. You know, getting a bit of rhythm going, you know, and he's showing his best form. So I think I'd like to see him go somewhere else next season. But where that is, whether that's, you know, staying at Swansea because obviously he likes the manager and obviously he's enjoying it there, or whether you say, well, actually, we could do with him playing for the team sort of lower down Premier League maybe and getting that experience, you know, will be up to them to decide. But yeah, delighted he's doing well, you know, showing the talent that we know he's got. He's obviously had terrible luck with injuries, but, you know, we're seeing the real Rhian Brewster now, and I'm made up because he's a good kid and, yeah, a great player, great prospect.